Well, a little bit about myself, Stuart Scott. I teach down at Southern Seminary just down the road. Been there now for almost 7 years, and it's a delight, again, to be here at Faith, to be able to teach and pass on to you what's been passed on to me. My first experience here was 1987, the first year that Steve was here and came, and there were only about 70 people total in the whole conference. In that room over there, we were all just kind of sitting there in just a small group, mostly missionaries. And my life just turned, as probably the same with you, when you heard how much in Scripture applies to our life and how relevant Scripture is on all issues, even including injuries. Just a show of hands, how many of you, either personally or someone in your immediate family, has been diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury? Can I just see a show of hands? Wow. Look, yeah. I'll just start with why I'm doing this. Just some clarifications. My background is not medical, although I've been in the hospital quite a bit. There's no honorary degree for being a patient in the hospital much. But my experience with traumatic brain injury started when I was 12 years old. Three other brothers, and the brother just older than me, Richard, 2 years older. He was 14, I was 12. We were walking home from school. We'd been up there playing basketball. We were walking home facing oncoming traffic, just a half mile from the school to our house. And it was about dusk, and three cars were coming behind us rather quickly. I mean, and there's a hill in front of us, and they were speeding. And then there was a drunk driver, the fourth driver, who decided he wanted to pass the other three vehicles. No license, drunk driver. And when he was in the lane right behind us, saw us in his headlights, panicked, and swerved. And when he swerved, he hit me, and I landed 50 feet down the pavement with broken bones and all kinds of injuries and moderate brain trauma. But my brother got the worst of it. The car hit the culvert, flipped over, and when it flipped over, he was trying to run away, and the bumper hit him on the right side of his brain. He was in 8 hours of surgery. They removed part of his brain. He was paralyzed on his left side. So we were introduced to, brain trauma early on. My brother was not the same after that. As you know, you are not your typical one moment, and the next moment you are not typical. And we, lived with that whole experience. I still live with things from time to time. But my brother they wanted to do euthanasia on him that night after the 8 hours of surgery. All the medical personnel went into the chapel with my dad and mom there and said, we'd like to pull a plug on him. He's on a ventilator. And my dad said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, not you. And he was in a coma for almost 2 months, came out of that, lived until he was 29. Lord took him home. He got cancer and died within 3 months. But we were both unsaved at the time, at that accident. And God graciously saved me at 18 and saved him at 27. And then from there, just in pastoral ministry, people in the churches and ministering to individuals who have had injuries, brain trauma of one sort or another. I've had experience doing that. And then a few years ago, my own son was diagnosed with moderate to severe brain impairment. He was premature. They think it was hypoxia, where you just don't, oxygen just doesn't get to the very prefrontal lobe and develop. Showed up on a MRI with imaging, and Then he had trauma, baseball bat to his forehead in a sporting accident that just took it to another degree. So he lives with us, and we love him. And so I've just had some experience. I'm not a wealth of all kinds of information, but I think it's an area that we do not tend to think about how to minister to people whose injuries and issues don't really go away. It's more of a marathon. It's not a sprint. So that's just some of my experience there. The focus in this seminar is going to be more on ministering to those with brain trauma and to their families. And I'm going to reach out even into the church, how the church can help and care for these families. Just some facts about traumatic brain injury, TBI. Some of you are obviously quite familiar with it if you're dealing with it in your own family. It's not a psychiatric disorder. It's a medical diagnosis. So you won't find it in a psychiatric book, even the big, thick book of psychiatry. But here are just some facts about it. 1.5 million TBIs per year in America. That is 8 times the number of people diagnosed with breast cancer. We have 5.3 million people live with permanent TBI-related disability. So you're dealing with about 2% of our U.S. population. 50,000 die each year with TBI, and 230,000 are hospitalized annually. It's divided up much like depression, mild, moderate, and severe, and how they differentiate between those. Mild is when you've had an injury to your head and you have a loss of consciousness 30 minutes or less. That would be called a mild TBI. And then they can score it as well. There's a couple of tests they use to score. Moderate is where it's 30 minutes or more you are unconscious, but less than a day. So less than 24 hours, but more than 30 minutes. And that's where I fit in. That's what happened to me. I was out for some hours. And then severe brain injury is then more than 24 hours. Loss of consciousness. Just remember, TBI cannot be cured, at least today. I don't know where medical science may end up if the Lord tarries, but it cannot be cured unless God does a miracle. Common causes for TBI, the most common injury is falls. Vehicle collisions account for 50% of them. Violence, about 10% of them. And then you add sport injuries, explosive blasts, especially when you're hearing about those in the military. There's all kinds of mechanisms for injury. You have open head, closed head. You have hypoxia, the lack of oxygen, tumors, chemically induced stroke, infections, and on. There's just, and you can look it up. I put in your notes different websites that you can explore more information if you, desire to know more about that. Just a definition, Mayo Clinic. It's when there's damage to the brain as the result of an injury. That's pretty general. Another working definition, and you have this down there in your notes. It's a non-degenerative, non-congenital insult to the brain from an external mechanical force, possibly leading to permanent or temporary impairment of cognitive, physical, and psychosocial functions, with an associated diminished or altered state of consciousness. It needs to be a holistic ministry when you're ministering to individuals like this and to the family, the caregivers. It's not just focused on one person in front of you, but it's much broader than that. The whole gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole person, to the whole family, that is the nuclear family, and then to the whole church, they're part of the church.